Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Fed likely to consider 0.75 percentage point rate increase. A very dry way of saying bear market. I welcome Brett Ahrens of Market Watch. Break the glass, Brett Ahrens. Again, returning to help us understand why everything sold in the last few hours. Sold in Europe, selling in Asia, sold in New York, selling everything. Brett, a very good evening to you. The last time we spoke of this, which was momentary because Break the Glass is having a run of luck or unluck, depending on your point of view. But in any event, last time we spoke of it, you made a case that you don't sell everything because that describes a future that is nothing. It's the opposite plus the unimaginable, and then it's the reverse of all of that. We're selling everything again. The numbers now say the Dow is down 870 points. The index, the S&P 500 index, was off 3.9%. So what is the market telling us, and what next for Break the Glass? Good evening to you, Brad.
Good evening. Good evening. Great to be here. I sort of feel bad for your listeners because every time they hear my voice on this program, it means they've lost more money because I come on whenever the market goes down. At the moment, it's going down quite a lot. It's fascinating, actually. You look at the market today and you sort of think, this cannot make sense. It literally cannot make sense. The market, if you were to take all of the price movements today at face value, you would conclude that the future involves higher growth and lower growth, higher inflation and disinflation or deflation. Obviously, those cannot all be true. However, stocks tanked, which implies a recession. Earnings going to fall, the economy is going to get worse or less. However, short-term bonds fell and long-term bonds fell and inflation-protected securities fell. That was really interesting to me. The market is supposedly panicking about inflation, and yet it is selling off inflation security. In fact, I was talking to a money manager end of last week who had successfully predicted, he's in London, we've got a very good track record, and he had successfully predicted the inflation of the last year. And yet his fund is down because they bought long-term inflation-protected bonds thinking, well, when the inflation shows up and everyone is surprised that there's inflation, there's going to be a stampede to buy inflation-protected bonds. Well, the inflation has shown up and everyone is stunned by the inflation, and yet they're selling off the inflation-protected bonds. This logically makes no sense. It has to be a liquidation event. It has to be triggered by machines, automated sale decisions, so-called dash for cash. Remember that people on Wall Street pretend that they know what they're doing, but they don't really. They're responding to the market. They're responding to rumors. They're responding to their boss yelling at them, the client yelling at them. I wonder also how far this may be responding to what's happened in cryptocurrencies. Now, there has been a tendency, I hate to use the phrase grown-ups, people who yell at me, but I think there has been a tendency among us older folk to think of cryptocurrencies as kind of a game. It's sort of Pokemon or one of these things that kids do. But actually, there has been a stunning amount of money that has gone into these things. As recently as November, cryptocurrencies in total were valued at $3 trillion. And then on top of that, of course, you probably have large amounts of leverage. So people will have used this as collateral to make loans. And what's happened over the last few days is the cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme has collapsed. Last night, an organization called Celsius, which is a cryptocurrency operator, essentially ceased, quote, suspended withdrawals. They said, well, you can't take your money out. And this was literally one day after the CEO had said on Twitter, I don't know why everyone's saying we're in trouble. Of course, we're not in trouble. That, of course, is always a giveaway. When they say we're not in trouble, you get your money out. So Celsius basically closed its doors. There has been a huge sell-off in cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is down, I think, to about 23,000. I mean, it was 60,000 not long ago. Ethereum, all of these things are down. And about $2 trillion in notional value has been wiped off since last November. So I suspect that there may be some of this liquidation may be coming out of forced selling by, you know, margin calls by people who were leveraged on crypto.
It reminds me, Brad, of the scene in It's a Wonderful Life, Bedford Falls, when Jimmy Stewart is begging his clients, the Bailey Savings and Loan, not to demand their cash because their cash is in this home or that home. They listen to him because they're well-intentioned, but they're still fearful of what could happen if they don't get their money out of the bank. They'll have nothing at home. So it was, even in the best of worlds, panic overwhelms people who know better. That's what you're describing today. Now, Brett, these are professionals around the world. They've seen bank runs before. They understand that when it starts, you can't stop it. How do you take advantage of it? The bond market. Is the bond market the way to deal with an onset of a recession or a near-to recession? Is that the classical way we deal with it, Brett?
That would usually be the case. Now, in this situation, we have an unusual scenario, which is that we're coming out of a long period of very low interest rates. So ordinarily, when you have a recession, the thing you want to own, or when you think you're going to have a recession, the thing you want to own are long-term treasury bonds, which are essentially, because they are an absolute guaranteed, you know, coupon payment from now until the year dot. In fact, the zero coupon bonds are ultra long. We're not getting too technical. That is the most long-dated treasury bond. You can actually buy, there's an ETF, ZROZ, that owns zero coupon, long-term, very long-term treasury bonds. And that ought to do very well in any kind of recession. If, you know, in the summer of 1929, that's what you wanted to own, because that guarantees your payments come hell or high water. The problem is, bonds have been suppressed in price for so long. Bond yields, excuse me, have been suppressed for so long that they are so low that you can make the argument that these guys are still vulnerable. What I don't fully understand, the thing that I find most baffling and where I would probably see the most sort of simple opportunity, is in inflation-protected treasury bonds, which, as the name implies, are issued by the United States Treasury, but they pay coupons based upon the CPI plus a certain amount on top. Now, as it happens, they've fallen in the long-term TIPS, or Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities, they're known as, now have a yield of nearly 1% a year on top of inflation. That is, it's very odd to me. That is the hardest thing for me to work out, why that is down, because essentially those ought to be okay if we have anything except a boom. You know, if we have a recession, essentially those are government bonds and you would expect those to be in reasonable demand. And if we have inflation, then you would definitely expect those to boom. And as I said, a money manager in London who I have a great deal of respect for and who has very good long-term track record, he has been a big owner of long-term inflation-protected bonds. And so far this year, they are down, which may be an opportunity.
We are in a moment now that is thrilling, if you remember market crashes. Today was not a capitulation sell-off. It approaches a capitulation sell-off. And that, I understand from history, means that everybody sells everything. There's just a general collapse. Nobody wants to own anything. Are we close to that, Brett, or are we rehearsing for it? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, the simple answer to that is no one will ever know the bottom of the market. And if you sit around waiting for the July 1932 all-time low moment, it may never come. The fact is, the bearishness is so strong on Wall Street right now that the further you are from Wall Street, the longer term you are, the more you are a regular retirement investor looking out 10 or 20 years, the more you should be putting money into stocks right now.
Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch, Return on Investment. Break the glass, Brett Ahrens. We presume we will not speak again tomorrow, but you never know these days. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.